parents have a natural goal and desire to always provide for their children and guide them into a strong, positive life. However, there are times when reality challenges that desire. Developmental disabilities can bring the dreams the parents have for the children tumbling down, mainly due to the lack of knowledge about the services that are available to help their children realize their full potential. Our next guest is here to discuss a valuable resource of services and guidance for parents with developmentally disabled children. He's the medical director with Perform Care New Jersey, Dr. Ankur Desai. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning. How are you?
Good to talk with you, and always good to bring to parents who are facing difficult times a foundation for just a better focus and sanity, which is what PerformCareNJ.org can be as a starting point for information regarding developmental disability services in New Jersey. Well, just for the layperson listening, when we say developmental disabilities, that's obviously a general term. What are some of the specifics that we talk about as far as how these disabilities are impacting children?
Well, basically, the general term developmental disability refers to a neurological abnormality affecting the brain or the spinal cord, the central nervous system, and that results in a physical or mental impairment, which is thought to be chronic and lifelong, and can affect the child throughout the course of their life. And that basically is what a developmental disability refers to as a general term. What happens is that early on in the child's development, the medical team that works with the child, the pediatrician, they track the child's milestones and track how they kind of make progress in terms of their social skills, their fine and gross motor skills, and their speech and language skills. And if there are any abnormalities or what we call delays in any of those milestones, then obviously there's a concern that for a developmental disability.
So these could be, I guess, some of the more common ideas would be muscular dystrophy, cerebral palsy, autism, things along those lines.
Correct. Autism is really one of the developmental disorders that has really kind of caught on, with increasing awareness over the past 10 to 15 years. We've kind of noticed there's been an explosion in terms of the incidence and the prevalence of diagnosed autism in children. But there are other examples, like you mentioned, cerebral palsy, fetal alcohol syndrome, to name a few, epilepsy or infant seizure disorders are other examples of developmental disabilities.
And I've seen stats, you mentioned autism, and there's other developmental disabilities here in New Jersey. The number of cases or the rate of cases, whatever the proper term would be, seems to be increasing. Is that because of better diagnostic abilities that we have among the medical professionals here in New Jersey, or is that just a case of these disabilities are just becoming more and more frequent as the increase of newborns come about in New Jersey?
Chris, I think it's multifactorial. I think there's a couple of different factors that are contributing to the increase in prevalence. The first one really being kind of the increase in awareness and our ability to kind of identify children with developmental disorders and autism at an earlier and earlier age. We're developing kind of screening instruments and assessments that are identifying these issues earlier on in the child's development. And I also believe that, there are also kind of etiologies that are multifactorial in nature that are contributing to the increase in incidence as well, whether it be genetic, environmental, or kind of the interplay of both that are kind of contributing to the increase.
Talking with Dr. Ankur Desai, who is the medical director with Perform Care New Jersey, performcarenj.org on the web, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. So, obviously, with the afflictions that we are talking about, doctor, certainly is a cause for concern for parents. It brings about a lot of stress and duress, and they become the rudder of the ship emotionally in a lot of ways. So what are the grounding services that Perform Care NJ provides the parents of these children facing these difficulties?
So we'd like to think of Perform Care as almost a one-stop resource for children altogether, whether it's children with behavioral health needs, children with intellectual developmental disabilities, and children and youth with substance abuse. We are kind of that one door to open to get resources for any of these issues, whether it be behavioral health, intellectual disability, or substance use. And what happens is that we have a 24/7 call center where families throughout the state can call at any time, toll free, and talk to a clinical person and do a basic, very brief triage and assessment of what the needs of the child and the family are. And from that initial call and triage, they can get linked with the appropriate services for their child and their family.
And the doctor mentioned the number. You'll find it over at the website, performcarenj.org. I'll throw it at you right now. And when we wrap up, too, it's 1-877-652-7624. 1-877-652-7624. But again, you can get the number over at performcarenj.org. And also, doctor, as far as websites go, and I am a website nutcase as far as effectiveness and transparency and ease of use is concerned, you streamline the process for new applicants, because there's a great deal of applications, checklists, and other information that parents can download and really just expedite the process a lot faster than having to make trips to a secondary location to do a lot of this stuff.
That's correct. I mean, with the combination of the website that, under the families section of the website, there's instructions, and the application to apply for developmental disability services is accessible right on that website. So the combination of the website and the toll-free access number and access to our call center really makes it easy for families to get the services and resources that would help their children.
It's important probably to mention, too, the most of these programs are not what would be called entitlements. These are, a lot of cases, community-based organizations, social organizations, not necessarily all state or federal-funded programs, in a manner of speaking.
That's right. I mean, it's, basically what we are offering. We are offering services that are managed through Medicaid, Medicaid-funded programs. These are services that may not necessarily be covered under, a traditional commercial insurance plan.
I just want to put the caveat on there are some that, I mean, I think the vast majority are income-based if there are fees that are applied. So if you're having economic challenges, these programs are still, through magically enough, believe it or not, are still made affordable in the vast majority of the cases, and there always are alternatives. And there's always something that could be a positive versus doing nothing, obviously, for the benefit of your child. So it's people, I think, doctor, too often eliminate themselves from consideration for something like this.
This is, like you're saying, is a very easily accessible program. What happens with these services is that you have access to what we call care management. Every county in the state of New Jersey has a care management organization where there's a care manager assigned to the family and the youth to help them navigate the behavioral health system and developmental disability resources and substance abuse resources to get the right type of services for their child in their community.
Just pulled up to the frequently asked questions, and there's an element of this program too, which, as if the early years of a child with emotional and intellectual disability isn't challenging enough, it's that as the child gets older, obviously the parent's getting older, and the parent is not going to outlive the child, and the parents start to worry about, well, after I'm gone, what's going to happen to my son, my daughter? And part of the program and the guidance that Perform Care NJ provides is the transition to whatever adult services are available for the children. So if a continuation in a system to some degree is still called upon once the child hits what's deemed adulthood, there is something in there. There is a safety net for the parents to say, okay, there's a low protection and something that's will be the next step if need be.
That's right. So what happens is that our services and the system of care that is linked with these children works with the youth and family up to the 21st birthday. So as you're saying, it really does help with that transitional aid, as the parents are getting older, before the children are of adult age, over the age of 21, The goal would be to make sure that they develop the skills that they need, both in terms of educational training, vocational training, and if there are kind of therapeutic supports and services that would be beneficial to them and their family, to make those linkages before they, you know, quote-unquote, age out of our system.
It really is, for you listening, if you have a child or someone in your family is dealing with a child with special needs, it really is. Perform Care New Jersey is really a website and a program that is going to ground you and stabilize you in what's no doubt some very confusing and emotionally and mentally challenging times. You can start by one of two ways, the website performcarenj.org, and you have a whole host of answers to questions, forms to download, and also this phone number, which is your starting point as well for finding out what services are available to you, no matter where you're listening in the state, over the radio and on the stream, 1-877-652-7624. Again, it's 1-877-652-7624. It's tough being a parent. There's my understatement for the morning. But when developmental disabilities come into the picture, makes the challenges even more magnified. But what Perform Care New Jersey is offering is a way for you to make sure that your child gets the best possible treatments, care, and greatest potential in the future that he or she can possibly have. Check out the website, performcarenj.org, and just find out how many of those services are available to help your child and your family build a better and stronger future for your child with their needs. We've been joined this morning by the medical director of Perform Care New Jersey, Dr. Ankur Desai. Doctor, thanks so much for the awareness that you help people gain an understanding that they have options and choices and security for their children. Thanks for being here this morning.
It's my pleasure, Chris. Thank you very much.